Welcome to Voicing Startups, where I, Colin Bournes, interview founders and operators changing the world through audio, voice, and conversational technology. This week on Voicing Startups, I am talking with Diego, product manager at Bespoken. The main business of Bespoken is automated testing and monitoring tools that are used for voice apps on platforms like the Alexa and Google Assistant. This results in quicker development and higher quality experiences being made in the end. Some of the specific tools that we touched on in this episode include unit testing, end-to-end testing, continuous testing, and usability testing. I hope you enjoy this episode of Voicing Startups. Hello, Diego. Welcome to the Voicing Startups podcast.
Hi, Colin. Thank you for having me.
Can we just start with a quick background of yourself?
Sure. So my name is Diego Martin. I'm a 33-year-old Peruvian, and I have 15 years of software development experience. And 2 years ago, I joined Bespoken also as a developer until August of 2018. When John Kelby, who is our founder and my boss, he named me the product manager of the company, and here we are.
Very nice. So what exactly is Bespoken?
So Bespoken is a company that specializes in testing and monitoring voice applications in an automated way. And for that purpose, we provide our users with both free and paid tools that cover the whole development lifecycle.
Very nice. And then you said that you're recently named to a different position, but what exactly is the origin story of Bespoken and how did it become what it is today?
Sure. So to talk about the origin story, I have to talk about a little bit about my boss, John.
Yeah.
So the idea of what is Bespoken today came because at the previous company, John was building interactive audio ads for mobile phones. So this was before voice exploded in popularity. But even at the time, the one thing that became apparent really quickly was how tedious and difficult it is to try and test voice applications, both in time and resources. You know, if you are the guy in charge of testing a voice app, you don't really have a choice but to talk to a device and go through every single path your application might have. If everything works, then excellent, right? Mm-hmm. But then maybe a colleague of yours comes in, tries your voice app, and then suddenly is not recognizing his voice or his accent. Or, well, stuff like that happens. Now, imagine doing that for multiple languages, multiple accents, and for every code change that you do. Well, it comes to a point when it's just impossible to have a team of dedicated testers to cover for all of those cases. Mm-hmm. And when Alexa was made available, all these issues were made much more visible. And the need for automated testing tools was made clear to us. Fast forward a couple of years, and that's how Bespoken and the Bespoken Llama came to that.
Yeah, definitely a need for those tools. What does your business model look like? And then who are your target customers and why?
Yeah, so our target customers are everyone working in voice, really, from a developer that is maybe looking to build a voice app as a hobby for the first time to big brands and companies that want to make sure that they deliver the best experiences in voice to their users. And for that purpose, as I said, we provide both free and paid tools. And on our free tier, you'll find debugging and unit testing. And as a paid user, you'll have access to more advanced features like end-to-end testing, an online dashboard for managing your tests, also monitoring for your test, and also usability performance testing, which is our latest feature, premium support and help in setting up your test. All of our paid features have a 30-day free trial. And after that, you can subscribe to one of our paid plans based on the amount of tests that you run every month and the number of platforms that you want to cover.
Very nice. So you said that you are able to cater to both the hobbyist and to bigger brands. How long have you guys actually been around? And then what does your customer breakout look like from the free tier versus the actual paid tiers?
Right. So we've been going around for 2 years and a half now. And during this time, we've had more than 5,000 developers try our tools, both in the free tier and the paid tier. And for the paid tier, we are currently working, as I said, with both independent developers and big brands and companies like Mercedes-Benz, for example, who is one of our most important customers.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then I want to dig into some of the features that you mentioned in the previous question. But before we get into that, I'm curious how early in the design and building process for someone that's building some sort of voice experience, how early in that process should someone consider starting to test different parts of their experience?
So the good thing about our tools is that, as I said, we have both free and paid tools. And our free features are actually meant for the early stages of development. So we include in there some debugging tools and unit testing tools and libraries too. And so I would encourage anyone working with voice to start with testing as early as they can. That said, if you already have a voice app out or about to be released, I would ask you to consider trying our end-to-end test and our usability performance testing before releasing your voice app so that you can release with a higher level of confidence that it is going to work well with a huge amount of voices. And also, if you have already released your voice app so that you can do any adjustments, any improvement to it.
Yeah. So for somebody that might be a first time user of Bespoken and wants to test their voice app, whether it's like you were saying early and they're coming up with actually putting their idea to a real experience, or they already have something in the works. Can you just walk me through the process of what it's like to actually test your app via Bespoken?
Right. Okay, I'll tell you about how to write an automated end-to-end test. I think that's what you'll find more interesting, and it's also the base for other stuff that we do. So the first thing that you would need to do is to create your Bespoken account. You just go in bespoken.io and log into our dashboard. There's a guided tour there that will help you getting started, but basically the first step is to create a virtual device. Now, a virtual device is exactly what it sounds. It's like a virtual representation of an Amazon Echo or a Google Home device that is tied to your Amazon or Google account. And we use those virtual devices just for testing purposes. So that process takes less than 5 minutes, and I'm already exaggerating. But with a virtual device created and still inside our dashboard, you're ready to create your first test. So in our UI, we'll ask you for a locale for your test. We'll ask you to select a voice that you want to test, and then to write a utterance as you would phrase what you would say to your voice app when talking to a normal device and what you expect to receive from the voice app response. So for example, you could just write a simple first test that says, what is the date? There's no need to say, Alexa, what is the date? Just what is the date? And write Wednesday as the result, for example. You run the test, we take the text that you've written and turn it into voice using text-to-speech technology. We send that to Alexa or Google Assistant. All of this happens internally, of course. Mm-hmm. And the audio response that comes back, we turn that into text again, so that you can compare that with what you were expecting to receive. And basically that's it. You've already created your first test. You can download that test to run it as many times as you want. You can enable monitoring for your test and, well, do a whole other bunch of stuff. But the idea here, obviously, is that you would write more advanced tests by putting there your voice app. Like you would say, open my voice app, and then go from there. You can add as many interactions as you want and add as many assertions as you want, both for the received audio and any other property that comes back from Alexa or Google Assistant payloads.
Yeah, so you said that was the example of end-to-end. And on the website, it says some of the different things you're able to test for also include unit testing, the end-to-end testing, like you just mentioned, continuous, and then usability testing. Could you just kind of dig in or maybe give a high-level overview of some of those other things that you're able to test for, and then maybe touch on why they're also important in the whole ecosystem of testing?
Of course. So if you're a free user, like I said, you get tools for debugging and unit testing. So the debugging piece basically creates a tunnel between your voice assistant platform and your local environment, so that you can use your real Alexa or Google Home, sorry, your Echoes or Google Homes against your local code. So it removes the need for doing deployments constantly between changes. Mm. And that saves a lot of time when you are starting development. Then for unit testing, we have both libraries and tools that simulate requests and responses from a real Alexa or Google Assistant. These are simulations. And with this, you can run your tests, once again, anytime that you want, with any code change that you do, and you ensure that you don't break functionality that is already there, right? That is for the free tier. For the paid tier, besides the end-to-end, which I already explained, you have monitoring or continuous testing built on top of that. And basically for that, you would write your tests on our dashboard, then enable monitoring for it, and we'll run those tests every 30 minutes.
Okay.
And we'll notify you if anything changes in your tests.
So that's more for like an actual deployed experience, just to be constantly running in the background, make sure everything's going smoothly.
Right. And okay. Also, quite recently, we added another feature that we are really excited about, and that is the usability performance testing. And here we do tests, but they are not based on a success or failure perspective. But instead, what we test is the interaction model of your voice app, the automatic speech recognition of the platform of your choosing, and the natural language understanding. So this is really important, because being understood by your voice assistant is like the number one quality that users are looking for. Mm-hmm. And if a user is not understood by his voice assistant, that transforms directly into the user stopping using your voice app and also leaving bad reviews for it. Yeah. Right now, I think that's the number one problem that voice applications face. And actually, if you look at most skills or voice apps reviews, they are in average like 3.5 stars. So that's just not great. And what we do with the usability performance testing is that we run an extensive set of tests against your voice app, and we do that with different voices using variations on the utterances that your voice apps expect and different values for their slots. So this way, we'll present you with a report that will let you know how well your voice app is recognizing different voices, different variations, synonyms for your slots, and we'll recommend you with updates or changes to your interaction model or code to achieve better results and get better reviews over time. We've tried this with a few customers so far, and I'm really glad because we've gotten really great results with it.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. In regards to your competition, because I know that there's other companies out there that provide similar tools, different sorts of testing tools. What really separates Bespoken from the rest of your competition, or what is exactly your key differentiator? Is it this sort of usability testing that you explained, or is it a combination of other things? I'd be interested to hear your response to that.
Yeah, I think what separates us from other companies is basically automation. Like, there are other companies that do testing, but not really in an automated fashion. And we like to say that giving access to testing automation to your developers is like giving them superpowers. Mm-hmm. It helps to write more high-quality code. And for both our unit and end-to-end tests, we have developed and a scripting syntax, and that it's really easy to learn, and even non-developers can do it. So once you do that, you can reuse hundreds of test scripts to improve the quality of the voice applications that you have, but at a click of a button. So if we think about the process of manual testing a voice app, normally what you would do is you would have to find a group of speakers with common accents to test your app, have each of them interact with your voice app, have them repeat a list of utterances, then collect and analyze the results. Try to identify manually which part of the codes need to change, send that data to your development team. It just becomes really, really messy and uncertain. Mm-hmm. And that is not to say that manual testing shouldn't be done, but it's way more convenient and efficient to be able to run your tests wherever you want, whenever you want, and as many times as you want. So having automated tests doesn't only help you right now. It also protects you from many changes that might come in the voice platforms and will reduce the uncertainty of wondering if my voice app is going to be working well tomorrow.
Yeah, no, thanks for that. And then to kind of go a different direction, what platforms or products are you currently able to test for using Bespoken? And then what sort of reaction do you have to companies like Amazon bringing voice to all these different types of products around us, like the glasses, the earbuds, rings, cars, and even microwaves? I'd be interested to hear your take on that.
Sure. So we currently support both Alexa and Google Assistant, but we're also making progress on adapting our virtual devices to work with IVR. We are adapting it to work with Twilio right now, but we are looking forward to add more voice platforms in the future. And as for your other question, about Amazon bringing voice to so many different products, I think it's both crazy and but it's great at the same time, right? It's clear that we are in the era of the Internet of Things, and I don't think there's a better operating system for the Internet of Things than voice. So up until recently, if you wanted to operate your smart devices, you would have to download maybe 1, 2, or I don't know how many mobile apps to interact with your smart devices. Well, I don't know about you, but I really don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I think it makes much more sense to just use your voice, and Amazon and other big companies understand that now. And we as consumers are starting to understand that too.
Yeah. And then as we start to wrap up this episode, I'd be curious to see where you see this product and your company going over, let's say, the next 6 months or so, and then the next few years ahead as well.
Right. So, well, as I just mentioned, we are now in the process of adapting our virtual devices to work with Twilio as well. And what I want you to take out of this is basically that we want to work with as many voice platforms as we can. Mm-hmm. And that's where we are heading for the next few months. But over the future, we know that as voice technologies are constantly evolving, we'll need to evolve our tools as well. What I've seen is that when you start developing for voice, especially if you're coming from a mobile app perspective or a web app perspective, well, you are trying to do developments based on those perspectives, but voice is its own unique thing.
Yeah.
And you start to see that with time. And we saw that with our tools as well. So when we started, we focused a lot on unit testing and end-to-end testing because that's what we were accustomed to. Mm-hmm. But now we have this usability performance testing, which addresses a problem that is completely unique to testing AI and voice. So as time goes on, I think we'll see ourselves just going deeper and deeper, trying to embrace the particular needs of voice and people building for voice. And as for Bespoken, we want to keep working, of course, with both independent developers and big companies like we've been doing so far, until reaching that point where everyone will associate testing for voice with our company.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. And I think the trying to get as many platforms on as possible, and then realizing that things are changing rapidly and then being committed to adopting those changes, I think that's a really good strategy. But now that we've talked a lot about Bespoken testing, your company specifically, I'd be interested to hear your take on what gets you excited about the entire voice, audio, conversational tech space over the next few years.
Yeah. So going back to what I was saying just a couple of minutes ago about voice being the operating system for the Internet of Things, if you compare voice to this voice revolution to the mobile apps revolution from a decade ago, the installation base for voice is just so much bigger. And this represents huge opportunities for us and obviously for everyone. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned before that I'm Peruvian, and Bespoken is based in Peru. So living here, I will tell you that voice technology, it's almost non-existent right now in Peru. Mm-hmm. Like, we have access to Google Assistant and Alexa through our phones, but dedicated devices are not sold here, not even advertised. So we need to bring them from the US. Mm-hmm. Still, there have been a growing number of meetups and conferences regarding AI and voice over the last 2 years. And that tells you a lot about the growing interest in this technology.
Definitely.
And well, as voice technology has been expanded to different countries, it's always interesting to me that we get more and more in contact with developers and companies from different parts of the world. Like right now, we've worked with companies from the US, from UK, Germany, Spain, India. And I have to say that I really can't wait for voice technologies to fully arrive to South America as well. I think there's just no going back from this. Like, voice is here to stay.
Definitely. Yeah. No, I completely agree with you. But just to finally wrap up this show, thanks a lot for coming on, Diego. You're great. Your answers were awesome. I think that a lot of people are going to really enjoy this episode. But where's the best place for the listeners to follow both Bespoken and what you guys are doing, and then also follow yourself?
Sure. So you can follow Bespoken on Twitter at Bespoken.io. And also, you can visit our webpage, also bespoken.io. I would encourage anyone that is trying to learn to use our tools to take a look at Bespoken videos on YouTube. We have both our webinars in there and tutorials that we made for DoubleUp. And if you want to follow me, you can find me at Diego Test Voice.
Awesome. I'll make sure to add those links in the show notes. And like I said, thanks for coming on the show, Diego.
Thank you, Colin. This was really fun.
This podcast is sponsored by VoicePunch VC. VoicePunch is a venture capital fund that is focused on voice-driven and voice-connected technology. So if you are a company or an entrepreneur that has a product that is in this sort of space, much like a lot of the different companies that I am interviewing, then you should reach out to the team by going to voicepunch.vc.